Bill?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Alive and free and with it. No strings to tie me down, no chicks to hang me up.
Well, what can I say?
I think you did.
Okay. I'm gonna do two things. I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to give you a pitch.
Okay.
I'm a salesman, you know, and I love giving pitches. But I never tell anybody anything that is not true, and I really don't. Steak fries. What a fantastic story. Have you ever gotten to a steak fry?
No.
Oh, Tommy, you haven't been out.
I have had
it. You have never been out.
I've had a steak, and it's been fried.
Yeah, but haven't you gone to one of those deals where they have a steak fry, and you go out and you pay your $5 to get a steak, a bunch of olives, a bunch of crap, and some bread and stuff?
No, I've never paid $5 for steak and crap.
Well, no, not crap. I'm just talking like bread and the other stuff, you know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, some people will call back tonight and say steak fries are the greatest thing in the world because they...
Well, the greatest thing in the world would be world peace.
Well, you're right on that, but, you know, the other part of my comment was going to be I'm a member of one of the Lions clubs.
Oh, okay.
And I'm making a pitch
That's
for
sort
you.
Of like the Vulcans, except you somehow think you're do-gooders.
No, I don't think I'm a do-gooder at all.
Oh, you guys get hammered and, you know.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
When you get together with the Knights of Columbus, you're 4 sheets to the wind by midnight.
Okay. Tommy, you're obstinate tonight. You're very obstinate.
Sorry.
No, one thing that they do, and this is where my pitch is, they take care of kids and people who have eye problems. And if you can even say anything on your station... to take care of the eye problems or have people just donate their glasses. That's a great deal, you know, and you've got the opportunity to do it. A lot of people listen to you. And
well, the jury's still out on that, but what are you pitching exactly? What do you want me to do? I don't understand.
No. I just want you to just understand that, hey, I'm just saying, hey, kids need glasses. People need glasses. A lot of people can't buy them. It's just the idea of saying, hey, just go out and get your eyes checked. There's a lot of people just give them to you for nothing.
Well, wait a minute. You want people listening right now who have children who cannot afford eyeglasses to contact the Knights of Columbus? Is that it?
No. Knights of Columbus. I'm not in the Knights of Columbus, Tommy. It's the Lions Club.
And I'm sorry. Lions Club.
No.
Civitan, I can't remember these damn clubs.
Oh,
but you want
Tommy.
You want people listening right now whose kids... need eyeglasses to contact the Lions Club.
Yes, because they will supply them with glasses to see.
Uh-huh. And they'll pay the Lions share. What's the cost?
There's no cost.
I see.
Do it for free.
What's the number?
I don't have their phone number. But
well, how the hell are we going to help these people?
They can call them Lions International, and those people, seriously, they've been doing
it
for
years.
Hang on a second.
Lions International.
Quest local, national, and 800 directory assistance searching by telephone number or name. Quest now offers long distance. For what city?
It's actually for the entire country.
For what state?
Do I have to say it again?
For what listing?
The Lions Club.
One moment, Heather, we'll be right with you. Okay, some of that got cut off. The Lions Club in what city?
Well, it's any old city. Do you have a Lions Club in, say, I don't know, Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Okay.
I was looking for Lions Club International.
I have that listing under St. Paul.
No joke. St. Paul has everything. You know, they often say when they come from L.A. or New York, if you want something, it's usually to be found in St. Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that number?
Here's that number. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for using Quest. The number, area code 651-232-2310 can be immediately connected by Quest for an additional...
Roger, please leave a message after the tone or press zero for more immediate assistance.
Health East Executive Office.
Please wait.
The hell's going on around here? Wondering where the lions are, wondering where the lions are, wondering where the lions are, wondering where...
Hi, this is the Health East Executive Office. It is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. Please leave a message and your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, can I get free glasses for my boy? He was born without eyeballs. I'm not saying that takes away from his handsome qualities, but we pretty much super glued a pair of shades on his head. I would like to see about getting him some eyewear that'll help him see. We took him to get this LASIK surgery, and they said, we can't do anything with empty eye sockets, cowboy. I said, you want to say that again up close? Guy came up, repeated it. I ripped his head off his neck. My boy has a little problem, and I'm told you guys can take care of it and you'll cover the costs. I don't know any other way to put it. He could use a couple of eyeballs. Two, ideally. One, if that's all you have. I'm looking to make him a blue-eyed fella. If I got to go with brown eyes, I'll accept that. It's not ideal. I will not have a hazel-eyed kid. I don't even know what the hell color hazel is. Anytime anybody throws that out, it confuses me, and I'd rather have the bastard blind. Let me know what you got. Give me a call when you have some time. Bye-bye.